Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Transport Minister has urged citizens to use the 2022 Easter period to reignite the ethos of Ubuntu, compassion and empathy to end the carnage on the roads. The Minister of Transport, Fikile Mbalula, has joined by the Transport Deputy, and Gauteng's Mpumalanga MEC for Road Transport and Public Works, as well asking for people to be more careful on the roads. Joining us this morning is Kalani Fihla. He's spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you to you. I'm good, thanks. And good morning also to the listeners.
It's obviously a very, very stressful period for road users, for Metro Police, for first responders, because we know traditionally the Easter period where people travel to various parts of the country has been one that's traditionally been very, very difficult with regard to the number of accidents and deaths. How is it looking this year?
At the moment, I can say that we've seen a lot of compliance from motorists. I think they are heeding to the call, knowing that being on the road and being safe is a deterrent from any fatal and serious accidents that we've seen in the previous years. I know in the past 2 years we've been under COVID-19, and with the restrictions, there was less movement on the roads. But since the most of the restrictions have been lifted and they've been relaxed, we are seeing more traffic volumes on our main roads in Johannesburg. And that's people leaving, going to various destinations throughout the country. That's either for holiday, just to go back home, and we know in the East there's religious festivals.
Yeah, it would, the main routes, obviously, Natal must have been quite severely impacted this year, I'd imagine.
Yes, that's true. What we've seen is there was a lot of traffic on the N1, that's going south to the Free State and going north to Limpopo. And then we also saw a lot of traffic volumes on the N3 going to KwaZulu-Natal.
What is the message that you would like our listeners and people traveling to hear? What is the fundamental message that you would like to get across?
The fundamental message is road safety, of course, for you to be safe on the road. But we know that people think that road safety is the duties of law enforcement also, by themselves, but it's also a joint responsibility with us law enforcement and motorists and community at large, because as we do enforce, but the responsibility lies with the person behind the steering wheel, that they keep safe at all times and that they adhere to all the rules of the road. It's important that they don't drink and drive. We know that is one of the major causes of fatal accidents, and also avoiding excessive speeds and being reckless and negligent on the roads. And we know that within the city of Joburg, traffic volumes do decrease when people have already left for the various destinations. So within the locations in the townships, there's children playing on the roads. So we do advise parents to make sure that the kids don't play on the roads. But it's also important for pedestrians that they know where and how to cross the roads. And it's also important that they don't drink and walk.
So that's an interesting one, because I was quite shocked. I think it was last year when I looked at the breakdown of the statistics and I saw the number of fatalities of pedestrians versus motorists. Mm-hmm. It was quite staggering for me.
Yes, it is. And I know that most of attention for road safety is focused in the Easters and in the festive season. But us as law enforcement, we have been running campaigns throughout the year, and especially for pedestrians, because it seems like they've been neglected somehow when we focus on motorists and we say that fatalities is focused on motorists. But we also need to focus on pedestrians. And as you say, that there is a high number of pedestrians who have been knocked and who have died due to either walking on the freeway. That's one that we've seen a lot of pedestrians trying to cross the freeway, which is actually extremely dangerous. So we are pushing that message that it's also important for pedestrians to keep safe on the road.
Absolutely right. And I think the spirit of Ubuntu that the minister referred to, I think is also an incredibly important part. Just don't drive with aggression. Just drive with kindness, I guess. Just think about other people and try and keep them in mind as well. I mean, if we all do that, it's got to make a big difference.
Yes, no, that's true. I think it's one of the lessons that we do learn when we go to driving schools and we do our driving tests, that when you're on the road, you're not the only vehicle. So you must always be aware of your surroundings. So you must always be aware of all the vehicles around you and also pedestrians around you.
That is absolutely, absolutely right. And that's where we leave it. Unfortunately, Kolani Fichler, who's spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department, talking to us about road safety this Easter season. Wishing you a wonderful Easter for you and your family, and may everybody be safe.